French President Nicolas Sarkozy has agreed an outline peace plan with Russia and Georgia to try to resolve the two countries' conflict over the disputed region of South Ossetia. The guns may have fallen silent, but the fallout from the fierce fighting between Georgia and Russia over the past 5 days may take longer to subside. The conflict has created huge tensions in international relations and led many to fear a return to the hostilities of the Cold War era between Russia and the West. In the meantime, it's the civilians who are bearing the brunt of the suffering, with an estimated 100,000 people displaced by the brief conflict. Liana Mehedze is an official for Caritas Georgia, and she tells us more about the humanitarian emergency spawned by the fighting over the past week.
These people are refugees from South Ossetian villages, Georgian villages, and from town Gori, which is very, very heavily bombed by Russian aviation. For sure, we know that we will launch this soup kitchen because these people need. We have already distributed tuna fish, what was in our stock, 1,940 cans, and canned meat, and our bakery baked 500 loaves of bread. Today we are not feeding them because we have no other stock for this, but tomorrow we launch full service of soup kitchen where these people actually will work as volunteers themselves to help our personnel.
Liana, one question. Can you describe for us the refugees, the people who are coming to Georgia from South Ossetia and Gori? What type of people are they? I mean, are they men, women, children? What age group?
In major part, they are women with children.
What do these refugees tell you? What is the psychological state of the people in Georgia?
They are very, very frightened. But this is not the first time, you know. 15 years ago, we had 100,000 IDPs from Abkhazia, ethnically Georgian, cleansed from that place, 300,000 people. And 11,000 were ethnic Georgians who lived in that Ossetian places of South Ossetia. So this is not new for Georgians, but this is more scaring for them. We think that we will provide also some psychological support of these people alongside with the soup kitchen, with the simple feeding.
That was Liana Mehedze from Caritas, Georgia, talking to my colleague Emma McCarthy.